This is a podcast from the Samplecast, Volume 2, Episode 41.
The Samplecast.
Hello, I'm Reuben Cornell and I'm back from vacation. Thank you so much to everybody who's been in touch with me over the last few weeks. It's been great to hear from you. I've been trying to keep you updated with email, shootouts and some updates on Facebook, but this is the first proper show back from holidays. So there's so much stuff to get through this week. There's loads of freebies later on in the show. There's also loads of bargains, some important developer updates, and a review of Heviosity Media's Novo Modern Strings. As usual, if you'd like to get in touch with the show, please feel free. It is lovely to hear from you listeners out there. You can get in touch with us in many ways. On Twitter, we're at The Samplecast. You can email us directly, thesamplecast@gmail.com. We're always on the hunt for new composers and new pieces to feature, so do get in touch with the email address if you feel that you've got something to offer the show and you'd like to chat about your piece. You can also find us on Facebook, just search for The Samplecast. And of course, we've got the website too, just look for thesamplecast.com. I should be back with a new show every week now, so keep your ear out for that. Usually dropping around Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday some weeks if I've got lots on. But I will hopefully be able to push one out for you every single week, at least for the next 9 or 10 weeks. So there's loads to fit in this show, and without further ado, let's get on with the news.
Roundup.
So kicking off a new drum library from Audio Imperia, this is Decimator Drums, and it's over 2 gigabytes in size and a collection of hard-hitting drums and sound design elements for trailers and scoring. This runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.5.2 and above. And the drums here have up to 10 velocity layers and 6 round robins. So you've got 20 designed drum kits and ensemble drum patches too. There's also a few loops and extra content as well, like risers and effects. There's plenty of onboard manipulation controls, including effects on the interface using step modulation and a big knob that can be assigned to different effects too. Do check it out at the Audio Imperia website in the link in the description below. Swing More by Project Sam is a follow-up to their excellent Swing library. This takes orchestral writing in a completely different direction. So think kind of big band jazz, cartoon, and film noir scoring. The collection also includes playable big band chords, individual instruments like brass, winds, and strings, and there's also vocals, guitars, pianos, and drums. It's 80 gigabytes uncompressed, so a pretty large library. Runs in Kontakt 5.6 and above, and there's a bundle deal for both Swing and Swing More, and there's lots of exciting video demos showing off the instruments of Swing More on the Project Sam website. Do check it out. Eris Stringis by Composer's Tool is a library that I missed last month, which, like lots of other releases in March, also derives its sample pool from string samples. It uses the same engine as Composer's Tool's Eris library, which I reviewed back in the very first Samplecast show, and this creates evolving pads and soundscapes, runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.6, and I have to say that at a $59 price point, it's a pretty cost-effective alternative to libraries like Outputs Analog Strings and Novo by Heaviosity, which I'll be looking at later on in the show. Do check it out. This is absolutely sod's law. I've been waiting for this plugin to come along for about 2 years, and obviously it's released whilst I'm on holiday. This is Spitfire Audio's BT Phobos. This is a collaboration between electronic music producer BT, which I'm a big fan of, and Spitfire Audio. It's actually kind of a synth plugin rather than their usual Kontakt library, and it runs in all major formats, although I gather Spitfire having a few issues with their library manager and Windows 7 compatibility at the moment, so do watch out for that. There's news on their website. The sample pool is a massive 23 gigabytes with 650 presets on board. Now, I haven't got time here to go into the functionality of Phobos, but Spitfire seem to regularly be updating their YouTube channel with interesting videos showing it off in action. So do check it out at the Spitfire Audio website.
www.thesamplecast.com.
Hooray, it's the return of the stylophone, although I suspect you've never heard it sounding quite like this before. This is Synthophone from Sample So, and it's a 87 megabyte library for the full version of Kontakt 5.5.1 and above. This mangles stylophone samples in really unprecedented ways and serves them up in a nifty interface with 128 presets. Now, listening to the demos of this, I was actually really surprised at how many different tones such a small sample pool can achieve. So I do recommend you have a look at the Sample Sew website. It's their very first instrument, so do give them your support. Some more big trailer drums now. It's Audix Drums of the Deep 2 Unleashed, and I've done the overview video for this library, so I had a huge amount of fun playing with it. It's a big one at 27 gigabytes with over 20,000 samples, and these are the exact same drums that have been used on many movie and video game scores over the years. You can hear the really lovely sounding hall in the five different microphone positions, and this runs in the full version of Kontakt 4 and above. So even people that haven't updated their Kontakt version in years since version 4 should still be able to use it. Have a look at the Audix website. Lastly in this week's roundup, it's Oceana by Performance Samples. There's been a lot of online buzz around this choir library from composer and library producer Jasper Blunk. He kindly sent me a copy of Oceana to have a play, and I was pretty impressed, although I'd like to have seen some more syllables than the 10 that are currently available for the, to be honest, pretty steep price of $269. It's a huge sounding choir library with 48 singers and runs in Kontakt 5.5.1 and above. I really like some of the innovations here, such as the different release modes, and I wish some other libraries would introduce these, so I can't wait to see what Jasper comes up with next. Do check out his impressive demos at the Performance Samples website.
Thank you.
Bargain VST.
This week's bargains are many and varied, and you've only got a week to grab this bundle from Fluffy Audio. The six contact instruments here include the Cinematic Toolkit Aurora, a solo flute, solo cello, mallets, didgeridoo, and a bonus instrument from their Rinascimento collection. This bundle is 79% off at $99 until the 3rd of May. Do check the link in the description below for full details of the offer. The Carbon Electrosynth from Plugin Boutique is this week's new deal from VST Buzz, and this should excite those who are into creating their own synth sounds. Although, if you can't be bothered with all that tweaking, then the 600 presets here should keep you busy for quite some time. The deal also includes a bonus preset pack called Dark Horizon, and you've got 32 and 64-bit versions of the VST and AU plugins here. These can be downloaded from the VST Buzz website, and it's currently 60% off at €29.99. Do click the link in the description below for more details. This deal is pretty special, it's Halcyon from SoundSpot. This saturation plugin has many unique features such as waveform display, rhythmic LFO, and adjustable frequency ranges. It used to sell at $150, well, apparently, I've never seen it for that price, but it's now 90% off at just $19, so that's a right bargain. Don't forget to use the discount code Halcyon90 to get that price, and it's available from Plugin Boutique. Do check the description below for details.
The Big Review.
This week's big review really is a big review. It's Novo Modern Strings from Heaviosity. It's quite a large library with a lot of different functionality, so bear with me and I'll try and go through it in detail as speedily as I can. Now, first off, there seems to have been a flurry of experimental string libraries released lately, and I've looked at quite a few of them in the last few weeks. Heaviosity's Novo Modern Strings claims to make strings new again, so let's see how it stacks up. Essentially, it's a 40GB or so library of orchestral strings running in Kontakt Player 5.6.6 or later. The library is distinctly split into traditional patches and evolved patches, each of which have completely different functionality, so let's have a look at each of those in turn. First up, the traditional instruments. Now, as a composer, I know I have, and you probably have as well, probably got a good arsenal of strings in your collection already. So what's different about the ones in Novo? Well, basically nothing really. The samples here are competent. They're reasonably dry recordings of violin, viola, celli, and bass sections, with articulations you'll mostly be familiar with. There's sustains, legato, tremolo, spiccato, and pizzicato. The cellos and bass also have clusters. You can switch between the articulations with the upper or lower key switches, and on the interface there are dozens of options for envelope shaping, EQ, filters, arpeggio functions, and lastly space, which is delay and reverb. There's some neat interface options for round robin and bowing selection too.
Thank you.
I liked particularly that the EQ and filter tweaking could be applied to individual mic positions and articulations. I found this very useful for getting smooth longs and spiky staccatos out of the same instrument. What was a bit weird is that neither the violins nor the violas had any kind of cluster effects, which the cello and the bass did, but it's not something I use an awful lot of anyway, so I'll give that a pass. The traditional strings are basically a set of workhorse strings with good functionality and a decent but not spectacular sound. So let's now get on to what I think is really the most interesting aspect of Novo, the evolved patches. You've got a string designer and a loop designer here. These are two big patches where you can create mutated string pads and loops. They operate a little differently from one another, so let's take a look at the string designer first. It's got hundreds of well-designed presets which combine three source sounds and then run them through a variety of complex effects and macros to shape the sound. Now, unfortunately, I don't have time here to go into exactly how all this works, but let me point out a few of the features that I really did like. You can adjust the mapping for the high, mid, and low sections yourself, leading to lots of disco light-up fun if you've got a complete control keyboard. The cycle menu can be used to create some wild, granular synthesis-type behaviour as well. I've got to point out the central knob, which controls the macro behaviour of envelope, EQ, filter, drive, gating and reverb, and this can be automated as well as controlling it manually from the mod wheel. It's great to see the punish and twist knobs have also made a return from previous Heaviosity libraries. To sum up, the string designer is great and highly customisable, and it's really got some emotional, evocative pads and sounds in there. The second patch, the loop designer, I had even more fun with, and I could see it being very useful for my kind of work. It's similar to the string designer in terms of functionality, but instead of long sounds, here you've got performed string loops which sync to tempo. A lot of ostinato played both forwards and reversed, and there's all sorts of different mutated effects as well. If you've ever played with the Heaviosity Gravity before or any of the Gravity packs, it's a bit like that. You can use the key ranges to play different loops, and you can also, in this case, change the root key with the lower red keys. I found that very useful and something that had been missing on some of the previous Gravity packs. All the macro and effects functions have been retained from the string designer, and try as I might, I really couldn't make the engine misbehave. It's very solid, so I really like that. There was no crashing out. A couple of things I would have liked to have seen: some randomization options for a start and an easier way of selecting the loops rather than the drop-down menus. All of these would have been quite good time savers. So what to make of Heaviosity Novo? Well, here's my conclusion as I see it. With several mutated string libraries having been released over the last few weeks, Novo does really well to stand out from the crowd through impressive scripting, a mostly intuitive interface, and some pretty innovative loops. Most composers probably won't get much out of these traditional string patches, as they'll already have plenty of strings in their arsenal. Having said that, if you do choose to use those patches, you'll be pretty pleased. The samples are solid and the interface very functional. For my money, the string and loop designer patches is where the good stuff is at. You'll have to judge for yourself, though, whether the over $500 price tag adds enough to your templates that it's worth making the investment in Novo.
Free VST.
Loads of good freebies this week. The first is from Strezov Sampling, and it's a nice little freebie which takes one of their best sounding drums from the Thunder Extreme collection and presents it as a solo Tyco instrument on its own. You need the full version of Kontakt to run it, and you can find it at the Strezov Sampling website. A very generous offer from Sound Ethers next, which runs in the full version of Kontakt 5.6.6 and above. This 476MB library is great for creating soundscapes and textures, and of course, it's even greater because it's completely free. It uses the photosynthesis engine in Kontakt, and this gives lots of options for manipulating the sounds. Head over and grab Free World by Sound Ethers from their website. Cello Overpressure is from Sound Mutar, and if you write a lot of horror or suspense scores, then this freebie is really for you. This is 130MB in size, and it's got lots of spooky cello scrapes and scratches. It's available from Sound Mutar completely for free, or you can give a donation if you find the sounds useful. Lastly, there's a whole bunch of free packs from Loop Lords at looplords.net. There are loads of small sound collections here. New packs include 80s drums, Akai Tomcat samples, and a complete sampling of the Texas Instruments Vocade sample set. You can donate or simply grab them for free at the Loop Lords website.
Developer update.
Quite a few developer updates this week, and if you've ever done any kind of audio repair or restoration, then you must have heard of iZotope RX. The newest update is out, and RX6 contains the usual toolbox of great post-production functions such as declicking, denoising, and spectral editing. However, RX6 does add a whole bunch of new features really geared towards musicians. So these include de-rustle, de-ess, de-breath, and removal of mic and headphone bleed. Options for purchase run from the the $99 Elements package all the way up to the singing and dancing post-production suite, which is almost $1,000. There are cross-grade discounts available, so do click the link for full details. The second expansion for Orchestral Tools' huge brass library adds three different muted articulations for trumpets, trombones and bass trombones, both the solo instruments and the ensembles. It's 44 gigabytes in size compressed and is recorded in the same scoring stage, so it should blend nicely with Berlin Brass. If you've already got Berlin Brass, then this is a good extension to pick up. Lastly, Impact Soundworks have updated their Peak Rider plugin and it's now Peak Rider 2. I'm in the process of putting together a walkthrough video for this updated Dynamics plugin, so keep your eye on the Impact Soundworks YouTube channel, that should be popping up pretty soon. The plugin uses a sidechain input detecting the frequencies and dynamics of the incoming signal to affect the output of a second audio channel. New for version 2 is Pro Tools compatibility, there's new presets in there as well, and smoother automation as well as more features under the hood. Do check it out at the link in the description below. Thanks so much for downloading and listening to this week's Samplecast. We really couldn't do it without you. As I said at the top of the show, do feel free to get in touch, especially if you're a composer that's used any sample libraries that I've mentioned in the last few weeks, or even if you've created a library of your own, anything like that. We'd love to hear from you. We do a regular composer interview section in the show every couple of weeks, and that's really inspired by what you guys out there write and the kinds of ideas and production processes that you have. I'd love to get you on the show and hear about what you've been doing. So do get in touch with us, just drop an email to thesamplecast@gmail.com and I'll be really, really pleased to hear from you. I'll be back again with a new show next week. In the meantime, you can reach us in all the normal ways. You can find all the contact details on the website at thesamplecast.com. And I shall see you again next week.